Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
What if I told you that even though it's really bad right now, and it might be awful in fact, that one day it'll be so much better that you probably wouldn't even recognize it? I'd like to talk to you about that today. Thanks for joining me. This is Better Than Yesterday. It's a podcast designed to help you make today a little bit better than yesterday. Something you hear on the show is guaranteed to do just that. Make today better than yesterday. There's hundreds of conversations stretching all over back to 2013 that cover all aspects of life and living in the world we live in. And there's so much incredible knowledge that my guests have brought us all to help us get unstuck, help us get out of ruts, help us find a better way to do things. That's it. I'm Moshe Ginsberg. I'm a TV host. I'm a author, I'm a podcaster, I'm a dad, I'm a stepdad. I'm someone who lives in recovery from not only addiction, but also I've recovered from quite a severe episode of mental illness that lasted quite a while, a couple of years ago. And I live with a fairly different brain. And yeah, I'd like to talk to you a bit about that kind of thing today. If you need me, it's super easy to find me. Send us your email at gmail.com. So just to check in with you, it's Friday. So on Mondays, I'm here with a guest. Wednesdays, I'm here with a guest. Fridays, it's just you and me. And on Fridays, I'd just like to check in with you and just kind of have a bit of a chat about what's going on, because I think it's important to model what a conversation about how you're doing, an authentic conversation talking about how you're doing, is important to show that. Because if you've never heard an honest and clear conversation about mental health and where someone might be, you might not be able to have one yourself. And those kind of conversations can save a life. So, if this is your first time listening, quick story. Once upon a time, there was a guy called Osher whose brain exploded into a furious fit of psychosis that manifested as paranoid delusions. And his already quite serious concern about the climate and global warming and climate change blew up into a delusional belief that it was happening. And he was the only one in the world that could do anything about it. And it was so incredibly painful that it led to all kinds of very, very difficult times for this person. That's me. And yeah, it was really, really hard. There was times in my life when the big thing for me was the ocean and sea level rise and the inundation of coastal areas. So there was times in my life when I couldn't be near a river without a flash and a very clear vision of what the water level would look like 2 to 3 meters above where we were currently standing, and what the buildings would look like and what the coastline would look like. For someone who used to love surfing every day, I couldn't go to the beach. I couldn't go near the ocean. I couldn't look at the ocean. It was terrifying for me to do so. I would look at the ocean and my body would have a spasmic fit of actual pain, and my bowels would want to open, and I would shake and quiver and want to do anything to escape that situation, make excuses, I'll make something up, decide to find a way to leave, whatever it was. I just couldn't bear to be around it. It got so bad I couldn't walk outside and feel the warm sun on my skin. There was times in my life when I was so sick that I would see the wind moving the trees outside my house, and I was convinced that that was the first breaths of a cyclone that was in the wrong part of the world. And it was as real as, you know, an actual storm happening. It was terrifying. It was absolutely terrifying. You know, I had to travel a lot for work, so whenever we flew in or out of a city, a lot of the times, I think 25% of all airports on the planet are on the water. And so it was particularly here in Australia, you know, every time I took off or landed on a plane, I would just look down and just see clearly the low-lying coastal areas just inundated. It was horrible, absolutely horrible. And I'd do anything to get away from the airport as quick as I could. I had to do a lot of work, because that's no way to live your life. There's no way to wake up every day having that, to not be able to feel the warmth of the sun on your skin, okay? That's going to suck you out of a moment that you might be having with someone you love, or even try to do a job, all right? So I had to do a hell of a lot of work to move away from that. In fact, I talked about this on Instagram a couple of weeks back. I talked about the exposure therapy that I do, and I still do every day. I do exposure therapy every day, which sucks and is uncomfortable, but it's important work. So when I was like that, when I was that sick, when I was so enormously reactive to the world around me and to visual, you know, aspects of water, and tidal rivers particularly were very, very bad, and coastlines or anything like that, any evidence of like a seawall or, you know, tree roots exposed in a sand dune, things like that were, oh my God, it's like, I mean, it is, the sea is rising. It's all real. I wasn't like, but it meant that, you know, yeah, I felt like it was happening right now, and I was the only person that knew about it, and I was imagining that it was way, 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 way worse. I couldn't ever picture that I could stand by the ocean and feel relaxed, feel okay, be present to, oh, this is a nice day. It's a nice warm day. It's beautiful. To, you know, hear a bird tweet, go, hey, that's a cool wave, we should go get a surfboard. To smell the fish and chips, I'm not going to eat them, but think about, that's, someone's enjoying that. I couldn't imagine it. All I wanted to do was just get the fuck away from there as quick as possible and hide. But I did a hell of a lot of work, and I had the enormous support of my wife and my doctors and my family and my friends. And now, I'm recording this on a Thursday, I'm sitting, I won't tell you where I am, because my family and I very much like coming to this place and I'd like to keep it secret, but let's just say it's a fair way south of Sydney where we live. And there's a lot of, what are they called? The Norfolk Island pines, the big beautiful ones. And back down the road in town a bit, there's one that's strung with fairy lights to look like a Christmas tree. There's a big hill I'm looking at, and there's a lagoon where our house is literally on a lagoon. Wolf did very well to travel that far down. It was a couple of hours. He did pretty good to travel that far down south. And it's good to go in the middle of the week because there's no traffic around. Anyway, enough about that. So I'm sitting right now, as I speak to you, I'm sitting with my feet on a picnic table. And this house is built, it's probably 12 meters away from the lagoon edge. And there's some, you know, there's kind of chubby-leaved sand dune grasses that hold the dunes together. There's a little pathway that runs through the dunes. And we walk down the front of the dune, and there's the little freshwater lagoon. And I'm sure when the storms are big and the rain comes down, that opens back out into the sea and then it closes up again. But there was a time in my life when I couldn't bear to sit here. And in fact, the day we arrived, I just told Audrey the next day, because I didn't want to burden her with it, because we were trying to get the Wolfie to sleep after a couple of hours in the car. I was like, let's get you to bed, mate. But there was a time in my life where it was still uncomfortable to stand here, and, you know, I was still seeing all the visions and still seeing everything, but I was okay with it. We've been here for a couple of days now, and it's wonderful and lovely. And I guess now I've gone from a place of being so terrified of these visions that I was having and these visions in my brain of what's going on, that I couldn't bear to stand here, to having a wonderful time playing with little wolfies, two and a bit. We're building sandcastles by the ocean, and I'm feeling the sun on my skin, and he's giggling, and it's incredible. And at the same time, I know that within his lifetime, all of this will be gone. This house is probably a meter above the high tide mark, right there on the sand dune. I'm looking at it. Within Wolf's lifetime, this will be gone. This house I'm sitting in right now will be gone. The ocean will come up. It'll slowly, year by year, storm by storm, season by season, erode this sand dune in front of me. Those grasses will hold on as much as they can, but they won't be able to hold back the Pacific Ocean. Eventually, this house will probably be demolished and pulled away, and this area will be left back to nature. And people will move away from here, and this lagoon will probably become, I don't know, open out to the sea. It'll become a river mouth, I guess, or a creek mouth, whatever it is. And that's a really sad thing to think about. And it's heartbreaking. But I'm now at a place where I can actually be with that sad feeling and be with the joy of watching Wolfie smash the sandcastles I'm building and having a blast kicking them over and jumping in the water and playing come here, go away with the ocean on the sand. I can have both of those thoughts at the same time. And that's incredible. And what I've just described to you, if I told myself when I was at the worst of my worst, those kind of 18 months or so when it was just terrible, I would have thought, you are full of shit. There's no way I'll ever feel that way. There's no way that person exists. You are talking about an imaginary human being that is not me. But what do you know? I guess for me, I know it's not the same for everybody, but for me, the right combination of medication, the right doctors, the right work, the right commitment to getting better, the discipline to do the exposure therapy every day, has allowed me this. Because whatever's going to happen in 30, 40, 50 years from now is probably not going to be great. But I do have this moment right here with you. And it's wonderful. And I don't want to let that imaginary, awful moment interfere with this very real, beautiful moment of connection that I feel right now. And I couldn't have imagined that was possible. I guess what I'm trying to tell you through what I've just described is that if you're struggling, if you're having a hard time, if you are unable to conceive that it could ever be better, that is probably a symptom of what's going on in your head just as much as everything else, not allowing you to see how things could ever be different. Someone told me this once, and I'm telling you now, I promise you, you can't see it, but if you do the work, if you keep tight with your team, if you take the meds, you do the work, you do what needs to be done, you take care of the things you can, you accept the things you can't, and you move in accordance with your values, it'll be unrecognizable. I did not believe that person when they told me, but here we are. I guess I just wanted to share with you how fucking incredible it is that I can just sit here and not have my heart beat through my chest and look up and go, man, next time I should bring a longboard because that looks like a fun break out there. It's astonishing, you know. Those people who told me to listen to my doctors, take the meds and do the work, they were right. Took a while, man. What are we now? 7 years later? Took 7 years. I'll take that. I'll take that. Versus the... Oh, hear those kookaburras. I don't know if you can. A bunch of kookaburras having a great time this evening. Anyway. I better jet. Thanks for listening to me. If I'm feeling low vibe, it's because I'm literally sitting with my feet up on holiday. So I probably chatted for a little longer than I normally would on a Friday. On Monday's show, we're going to have a great conversation with Ruben from Peking Duck. He is a brilliant musician, wonderful human being, very clever man. And I can't wait to have that conversation with you because it's I started a new project that is it's almost creatively centered around conversations around mental health. And that's the creative center of the art that he's making. And it's beautiful. And I can't wait for you to hear it. Thanks for listening. If you need me at all, send Osh an email at gmail.com. Look after yourself, wear a mask, wash your hands, check in, check out, be kind to the people around you who maybe haven't been vaccinated yet, and try and encourage them and allow them to feel worried if they're worried. It can take 6 or 7 chats, apparently. Just do your best. Understand that they're probably afraid, and that's okay. I wish you could see the sunset. You can't hear a sunset, can you? No, you can't. All right, legends. Thanks for listening. Until I talk to you Monday, sleep well and dream of beautiful things.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.